So I'm talking to Mark Lewis. Mark, tell us briefly about yourself.
Okay, so I'm a sales guy. I've worked in technology sales for 10 years at a various different bunch of enterprises. I've worked in ISPs and more recently some mobile app development as well.
And the reason I'm recording this is because Mark has a very nice LinkedIn strategy. Would you like to tell all the listeners, all two of them, about this LinkedIn strategy?
Okay, it's very loose LinkedIn strategy, I guess, but it's based really around a couple of things. So the first thing is, if someone's looking at my LinkedIn profile, I want them to sort of think of me as an expert in the field I'm working in. So I want them to perceive me as an expert in sales or business development or whatever that may be. So so that means making sure your LinkedIn profile is up to date. So obviously get a good photo on there, have up to date job titles, you know, what you specialize in, give a good, you know, a good account of yourself really online. The second thing is generate some content. So write blog posts, get that blog up on your LinkedIn profile. And again, that just contributes to you looking like an expert when someone checks you out. So that's the other thing. After that, I personally use it for finding leads. So what I'll do is I'll identify a group of people that I believe I can help with the services that I provide.
So, just by searching?
Yeah, just by searching.
Within LinkedIn?
Yeah, within LinkedIn. And that could be a couple of different ways. You can use the advanced search field within the sort of people finder just to search for keywords. So that could be sysadmin, or that could be, I don't know, IT manager, or whatever it may be. So I'll just do a search on that, and that will bring up a list of people that I'm already connected with, but also a list of people that I'm closely connected to, so second and third degree connections. And then what I'll do is I'll either send them a connection request and say, hi, are you open to a conversation? I help other people doing this. Would you like to have a chat? Or I'll just send them an email and say, same sort of thing, would you like to have a chat? And connect with people that way, and often I'll get, you know, a pretty good response from those people, either with, no, sorry, I'm already doing that, or, yeah, I'm looking at doing that, let's have a chat. The other way to do it is to join a group. So rather than just using a sort of a global search for those people, is to join a group, look at the membership of that group, which could be for system administrators or, you know, more narrowed down, and then look through the membership lists of that group and approach people there. Along the same line, send an email, would you like to have a chat? And if they are, great. If they're not, all you've done is send them an email, so it's not as intrusive as, say, cold calling or something like that.
Now, what I was really interested in was when you mentioned that you were contacting people in this way, I've got two questions. The question number one is, how long per week are you spending doing that? And question number two is, what's your success rate, roughly?
Okay, so I think everyone's had that sort of experience of using social media where you get sucked into the black hole and you realise you've been looking at it for hours and hours and hours and maybe not, you know, really got anything productive out of it. So I tend to block out maybe 30, 45, maybe an hour max a day to look at sort of social media stuff, which will mean, you know, maybe working on my profile, maybe sending some emails out, just finding groups that, you know, that are interesting from a people I can help point of view. In terms of hit response rate, it's much more targeted because you're only looking at people that you know you can help. You're looking at people who have already shown an interest in the solutions you can offer. Then the hit rate goes up from maybe, I don't know, maybe 1 in 20 from cold calling to maybe, you know, 1 in 5, 1 in 10 doing it this way, because you're just focusing in more on a target market rather than being scattergun.
Thank you very much, Mr. Mark Lewis.
Yeah, very welcome. Anytime.